a good win here today, an Institute one.
Great win for us. You know, I'm thrilled, delighted with it, because it's a hard place to come. You've seen the pitch, you know, how dry it was bubbling for players. It's not big, it's quite narrow, but you know, we want to play football, but we knew today we had the load of sleeves up there fighting for their lives. We knew you had to come down here and do a job, and you know what, pleased me, you know, that we've done that. We come down here, got the 3 points, you know, and it sets us up well, clean sheet, and that's what pleased me. That's 2 clean sheets in a row. Yes, we play some good football this season, but to come down here and have a nitty gritty performance is what was needed, and we've certainly done that.
It was great to see it out at 1-0, that we didn't let them back in at the end, wasn't it?
It's great. I said, you listen, you know, someone said earlier on the season, 1-0, 1-0, but if you take, 38 games over a season, winning 1-0, you'd be delighted with it. I'm telling you, Arsenal done it for years. You know, first and foremost, you go into games, I said this, with a point, worst scenario, come out with a point, you know, clean sheets. You know, win football games, we'll always score goals. I've no doubt whatsoever, we'll always score goals. And that's pleased me. That's 2 clean sheets in a row. And that's the thing, that, you know, you get into good habits, defenders, and I'm delighted with it.
And goals win games, and Aaron Burns pops up with a winner, 17 for the season from midfield.
Yeah, he's a bad player, isn't he? I keep hearing this, he's a bad player. He doesn't put his foot in. He doesn't get about the park. But I say, all I say to those people, you tell me what midfielder in the UK scored 17 goals from midfield. And yes, you know, he's got goals in his game, but there he scored a header from a set piece. And that pleases me, you know what I mean? He's in there, he's put his head in there, big side at the back. Orange Rose got it, and yes, and I'm delighted when in the back of the net.
He is a threat in the box, isn't he? You know, in every way,
he's a threat all over the park. You know, he's got his goals for a reason. And you know, he probably likes probably to play a bit more in the central midfield. But look, you know, he's one of the ones when I first kind of thought to myself, this kid's a good footballer, very good footballer. He's went out there and done a job for me on the left, but he's a threat, you know what I mean? He's got all sorts of goals to his game this season. And, you know, winning 1-0 is probably more satisfactory than most.
And Andy Waterworth nearly got a second. I think 2 just went either side of the post right at the end.
Listen, Andy gets frustrated, and I still stand by what I said about him. I think he's the best in the league. Yes, he's offside, but I said, look, he's that quick, he doesn't need to be. And you know, he probably gets frustrating for people when he is offside, but you know, at the end of the day, Andy Cole was the same. He had 20 offsides, but that one, he stuck in the net. And Andy, you know, was unfortunate. He's a threat, listen, he's got everything, as I said, this power, pace. And you know, he knows his weaknesses and he knows his strengths, but he's a fantastic player. And you know, on another day, maybe he was a bit more lucky, could have had a goal.
6 games to go, and you know, still all to play for. I think Crusaders go to Coleraine, which will be a tough place next game.
Yeah, look, there's about 18 points to play for. But I'm not worried about Crusaders. There's a long, long way to go. Look, all the pressure's on Crusaders. They've got to win the games, because we'll be right up behind them. I said to the boys in there, you know, 8 games to go there was. Let's win them all and let's see where it goes. You know, that's 2 struck off now. There's 6 to go. And we've got to be right up there behind them, wanting to win football matches and put the pressure right on them. And listen, there's going to be twists and turns going into this split, but we've just got to make sure we're winning football games.
We've a break now, 2 weeks. That'll be a chance to recharge the batteries, refocus, and go for Glenavon in 2 weeks' time.
It will do. You know, I'll assess it with the players. You know, obviously you want momentum, but if you don't have your fitness best time this season, you know, there's something wrong. But you know, the players have worked their socks off for me the last 2 games, and even you know, the Portadown game, they got beat 3-2 in the cup. You don't know how hard it is. It takes it out of your legs with these pitches, but you know, they've responded very well. 2 clean sheets, which pleases me. And listen, you know, we'll assess them this week, and make sure they're ready for the trip to Glenavon.
Mark Hawkey played a game for the Swifts today, so we're getting players back at the important time.
We are, yeah. Look, we'll assess Glenn's groin injury. It's probably, you know, it's not nice, but it's one of those where we'll have a look at it, you know, with a break now to try and get it right. Peter's coming back. Hawks is coming back. Spurdy's flying, to be honest. He's flying. And, you know, he's naturally fit as usual, but it's good getting into the important time, because this is when we've got to roll our sleeves up and take it, and we need everyone. And as I said, that there's wee Clarkie, who've put in the last couple of games there, and he's done a fantastic job. Asked him to go to right back. He's filled in today. Tough 2 clean sheets. Confidence. But, you know, as I said, we you know, defend from the front, and, you know, right through the team, no matter who's in there. People's on the bench waiting, people's in the squads. you know, we're together. There's not one bad person that keeps seeing us in that changing room. I think that's important, and it'll take us a long way, believe me.
And good support all the way down in Londonderry here today.
Yeah, the fans are fantastic down in Londonderry, you know what I mean? It's great getting them down here, you know. What I said last week was not a pop, because the majority were fantastic. They were brilliant today, the fans, and I said that there, but listen, I get frustrated as well, but they've got to stick with us. You know what I mean? We're trying to do something here, and they are. They've been absolutely brilliant. And, you know, that was a test of character today to win that game 1-0. And, you know what I mean? The fans play a big part, and that's great seeing them down here.
Well done today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.